suppose it's a fence that's made like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, what is that called? Yeah. What kind of a...
That's a rail fence.
That's a rail fence.
Yeah.
All right, what do you call a fence that you put up two poles side by side and then run some... stack them up and you put two... That, you know, like the
That's bars, ain't it?
Yeah, a bar fence.
So that's those are all different fences though, but the kind that you use in a field is a rail fence, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around the field.
Well, and you call that, I see. All right, now then. What do you call the a large open wooden container that has a handle on it that you can put milk or water in it?
Churn.
Is it a churn? Now, I'm not talking about what you make butter with, but what you just carry. What do you put under the cow to milk the cow?
Oh, a stool.
No, not a stool, but what do you milk the milk into?
In the something called a bucket and some pail.
Well, what do you call it?
Bucket.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what do you call one of those that's made out of, what do you call something that's made out of metal? That's made like that. Now, I was talking about something. You've seen a bucket made out of wood, haven't you?
A pail.
You call it a pail when it's made out of that, all right?
Yeah.
What do you call a heavy iron utensil that you use for frying? It's real heavy and it's black.
Side iron. Just iron your shirt.
Oh, no. To cook in. You cook it.
Oh, skillet.
All right. That's good. Now, at the sink, when you've got a little thing on there that you can turn a little handle, and the water comes out of a pipe. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, wait a second. Don't give it away. what do you call that?
Faucet.
All right.
Me and him said it both came down.
Yeah. Well, what do you call it? You know, sometimes you got a good barrel of cider. You've had some cider before, hadn't you?
Cider.
Yeah, you've had cider before, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Well, now, it sometimes comes in a barrel,
mm-hmm.
and they knock a hole in it, don't they?
Bung.
Is that not, now, you call that a... Now,
bung
now,
hole.
That's a bung hole, but what do you call the thing that you stick in there and that you can turn and let the stuff out?
Oh. That you let the juice out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, faucet.
Faucet. Now then, what do you call the place out in your yard that you can attach a hose to and you can turn on the water out in your yard? What's that?
Oh, yeah.
That's a faucet, too.
Is that a faucet, too?
Yeah, it is.
All right. What do you call a paper container that you bring home groceries in?
Pole.
All right. What do you call a large bag that's loosely woven, and it's made out of a real coarse cloth? Sometimes coal comes in it. Sometimes you see big potatoes. It's a big bag made out of cloth, and it's real rough cloth.
Toe sack.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Adam, this is about some musical instruments.
Yeah.
You ever play a musical instrument?
Nothing but a juice harp.
Well, what's a juice harp?
You never did learn to play a juice harp?
No, I don't know what a juice harp.
Hold it up this way and play it this way.
I know what a juice harp.
All right. Now, what about... Now, that's something I had down here. I didn't... You see, you're way ahead of me. You're way ahead of me. All right, now. What do you call something, an instrument that you blow on and you just blow up and down it?
French harp. That's the old name of it. They call them harmonica's name.
All right. That's what I want to know. All right, now, what do you call... You've done some carpentering in your time, hadn't you? You've had to
build hog pens and such as that.
Well, what do you call a kind of stand that a carpenter uses to lay boards across and so he can saw on them? You know what I'm talking about? Now, wait a minute. Don't give away.
Did he give you the right answer?
Not yet. Now, it's shaped like this.